This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, raw, and uncensored.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, French journalist, Marxist, Islamist coalition waging war on Western civilization and winning because big corporations are aiding and abetting them. Activists set up guillotine outside D.C. home of Jeff Bezos during protests of Amazon. These guys have appeased this stuff so long, they're seeds of their own destruction. Of course, that happened in World War I, World War II, French Revolution, you name it. It's all coming up. I'm talking about the Civil War, all the fake COVID testing. Ron Paul came out and said it's fake. Jeff Bezos, of course, is just going along with the whole thing, but folks like Elon Musk are coming out and saying it's a fraud. By the way, I wasn't lecturing the last two callers. They're just like, they know this doctor is scared to go public. And, well, his wife won't even say the town they're in because they might find out that they're, you know, that they're talking about fraudulent tests. They're the ones engaged in fraud. They're the ones ought to be worried. That's all I'm saying. You're way better than folks that don't even know what's going on or care or don't call in. I appreciate you. I'm not on a high horse. We're losing, man. That's all I'm saying, and I'm scared of what happens when everything collapses. I'm not up here doing this because I got courage and I like to stick my neck out. These are evil people running the show, and we got to fight them. It's the only way out of this. Lee wants to talk about Trump's next action. Lee, talk about that, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Alex. You'd asked before what we should do or what the president should do. is actually invoke the Insurrection Act. Do you think they'll get enough support with the Pentagon and the Republicans in Congress to do that?
I don't think he has support with a lot of the people in the Pentagon because they've all been hand-vetted to be traitors at the top. The average military people are great. You know, I'd say lieutenant colonel and down, there are a few good generals, but they're all just a bunch of back-scratching cowards above that. And I think there's just, if they saw the American people by the tens of millions hit the streets, and really go confront globalists and go to their houses, don't kill them, don't burn them down, but go get in their faces. If they saw strength from us, the globalist minions would go which way the wind blows. So all of this is why they try to act powerful and act like America sucks and we're not going to have the 4th of July and we're not going to have Star Spangled Banner, you know, at football games, is to demoralize us to show their globalist power. And, you know, we're not going to call toothpaste whitening now. It's all just cult brainwashing. It's not even meant to make sense. It's all just meant to, everything's bad. Your country's bad, but we're bringing you something new.
Well, what about white hats inside the intelligence communities? I mean, can't they, help make this possible? Don't they care?
You know, I know a lot of those people who aren't globalist, but just say, look, if I stick my neck out, they'll get me. They believe the public's so weak that the public wouldn't stand with them if they took action. Well, you just got to be a leader. And there are people out there. But look what happened to General Flynn. He was one of those guys. Look what happened to Roger Stone. Look what they've done to InfoWars. And I'm not up here chronicling what they've done to us. It's spectacular. And it's fine with me because, they're evil and they're going to get it. But if more people got that rule that you got to do what's right no matter what happens, there's an old saying, good men and hard men create prosperity, but then prosperity creates soft men who create collapse. And then it takes strong men, again, who are hard, to bring back the prosperity. It's just the way it is. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. What do you think, Lee?
Well, I think we all need to get on Parler and make that as strong as possible so that our voices can be heard and it can actually wake more people up.
I agree. Exit us off of Twitter. Stay on Twitter, but also push people to Parler. Things like that. Voting with your feet is paramount. Yes, sir.
And educate our friends and neighbors and keep working on them and explain what's really going on. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Lee. And look, I don't want to be up here and demoralize folks. There's a huge awakening happening. People are really, understanding what's happening. It's just not enough. We need to repudiate the globalists, not just wake up to their bad. We need to repudiate the fake test and the stupid mask, not just say it's a fraud. We have to get aggressive. All of you out there can just search engine it and find local airplane companies in your area that for a few thousand dollars a day will fly a message over a major city, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, will see it. But all the middle-class guys are just sitting on their 401ks and playing golf, and they're staying out of it and just hoping, you know, Alex Jones and Trump can fix it for them. We're going to lose everything if you have that attitude. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Medical doctors, including Dr. Ron Paul, are coming out and saying COVID-19 is a giant hoax, that the deaths are absolutely way down. All this positive results saying people have COVID-19 are based on fraudulent tests. It's huge. Meanwhile, Princeton dumps Woodrow Wilson's name over persistent racism. We've got major companies coming out and saying they're going to remove whitening, L'Oreal, from any of their products. I guess you can't have whitening toothpaste either. It's all about the virtue signaling, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, federal chief judge cancels himself, called black official street smart. So see, now garage door opener ropes are nooses. And now you have a microaggression. I've called myself street smart. I call all sorts of our guests street smart. And tell us why you're street smart. An old school hand of the world, been around the block, street smart. But imagine the leftist mental illness that if you call an official who happens to be black street smart for a decision they made or something they caught on to. I mean, street smart means you know what a fake $20 bill looks like. Street smart means you learn what drug dealers look like and you see what somebody's on the corner selling drugs. Street smart means you've been around the streets. But the federal judge stepped down, appointed by George W. Bush, because it's a virtue signal. See, it's always more, 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 more mental illness, more insanity, more craziness, that whiteness is bad, and everything you say is bad. This is the takedown of civilization. Let's talk to Chris in Washington, who wants to talk about Civil War, Trump, and Signal. Go ahead, and thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, before I get to the civil unrest, I got to ask one question. What's your opinion on how Pence and Dr. Birx and Governor Abbott have signaled basically right after having the Tulsa rally that, you know, now it's not an option. You know, when the Tulsa rally was, it's your right to wear a mask. If you want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Because they think the media is going to hang any COVID deaths around Trump's neck. So the Democrats can march, BLM can march, Antifa can march, the gay pride rallies can march, but Trump can't march. And so Trump then says, okay, or as people say, wear a mask. I think they're pressuring Trump to wear one, and then he's capitulated. No, they're going to say, oh, he didn't wear one before. Now he admits he's wrong. It doesn't matter if he points out that Democrat operatives don't wear them. It's just all about manipulation. That's why he has to go on the offense. Trump has to go on the offense and point out how it's fake testing, how they take regular people that die of other things and say it's COVID. He's got to just go after him because that Fauci-Gates bridge in his administration is undermining him. He has to destroy them. It's up to Trump. Destroy or be destroyed.
Absolutely. That's what I was getting to next. It's destroy or be destroyed. And so with the civil unrest and the civil war that we're about looking at, what is your opinion on what's Trump's best way to get his base, which is the majority, not the minority, but they're silent and they're scared because they don't want to be labeled as, like, quote, domestic terrorists.
Well, that's what all this is they're going to label you a terrorist, a racist, or you're spreading COVID and killing people. And now they're telling leftists, go out and beat people up. Joey Behar says, I'm stalking those that don't wear masks. This is all about these bullies coming after us. And then we bow to them and wear the mask, it'll be something else, something more. I mean, this is living under a globalist cult.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, give me liberty or give me death. I got a 13-year-old child. I don't care about me. I care about our future children. And we all need to stand up. We all need to get behind. And we all need some guidance from President Trump. So, Mr. Trump, President Trump, if you're listening, please stand up. Go against all this. You know what's going on.
Well, he tried to do it in Tulsa, and they blocked people going in the door and blocked most of the seats, we now learn, and made the thermometer people go away so they couldn't get in. They sabotaged the whole damn thing, and Democrats bought most of the tickets up. They didn't buy them. They reserved them, and it was just a giant scam they ran. I appreciate your call. Trump's totally surrounded. We've got to fight for the president now at this point. Patty's calling from Wyoming. She says she's a nurse on COVID-19 death numbers. Patty, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, wonderful to talk to you. I just want to real, real quickly tell everyone, buy your products. I have $200 worth of AutoShip products, and I just ordered some more Brain Force and bodies, which I love. I would not live without. I even give the bodies to my older Airedale, who has arthritis now, and it works great for him. So I'm just shocked that there are medical professionals out there who falsely document deaths. I don't understand how this is going on and why people aren't reporting it. I know that you had that nurse that John Rappaport had that video of the nurse that did the undercover video in Elmhurst.
Yes, very powerful.
Know? And yeah, that was awesome. And I don't know whatever happened. Did it just get buried?
I was told that she was going to be on Tucker, and it never happened. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball. I'm not allowed to, but let's just, not that I'm allowed to, it was given to me in confidence, so I'm not supposed to violate that confidence, technically. But here's what's going on. There's massive pressure to not let medical professionals come tell the truth. So on average, they're very good people, very educated, very informed, very moral, good people. And they're all being attacked and persecuted when they speak up. And we've confirmed what she said. They're being ordered. Notice it's blue states, deep blue cities, are where you have almost all the deaths. Because they're doing false positives and they're doing people in the COVID column that didn't have COVID. And that just shows how corrupt the Democrats are, that when they're in full control, red states are by and large not engaging in the fraud.
Right. Well, I know she was on for about 10 seconds, and basically it was a very softball little question that was asked, and then she was off. And they didn't hit any of the really...
Sure, that's why I technically meant she wasn't on, exactly. Thanks for clarifying. The main body was never on.
Yeah. But then
what do you think about what's going on?
Well, I think that we're seeing the deadly wound. The beginning of the deadly wound is the New World Order. The Book of Daniel, the Book of Revelation, tells us that the deadly wound, that the New World Order almost comes into being and it receives the deadly wound. And we are seeing this deadly wound. That's what I feel is going on. And the Book of Revelation and the Book of Daniel tell us that the deadly wound is healed by Satan, who comes in pretending to be Christ. So we are, you know, and so it's the great fraud, because that's all they are, fraudsters.
No, you're right. The whole New World Order is being torn apart and incredibly damaged and falling apart. But we know somehow it's going to be resurrected, and Satan's going to have AI that people get convinced is God because it appears to be omnipresent.
Yeah. And he comes in, he's going to come in claiming to be Christ and delude everyone. I mean, it's not hard to see how easily deluded people are. So I feel that that's what's going on now. We're witnessing, and God is calling out his army. So you got to pick a side. That's why I get so angry about these wishy-washy people. Speak up.
That's right. So many Christians, so many patriots think, be wishy-washy, that's how you win. No, you're supposed to choose a side now.
Yes, I tell you what, when I go into meetings at work, I take my mask off, and I was the only one that ever did it. And now when we go into meetings, they look at me, and they begin taking their mask off. It's just like we need to stop letting them have the high ground and letting them have pretend that they have the moral high ground, and they don't.
So, well, that's right. And again, the N95 mask that you're supposed to wear doesn't protect air you're putting out. It only protects air going in. So the idea that we should wear it to protect people is a total fraud on its face. And then the Austin American Statesman attacked us this morning and said Jones and Schroyer claim the mask don't protect air coming out of the mask. That's on the box of an N95. That's a fact.
Well, I had someone tell me I wouldn't even believe it if I read it when I explained to them about the mask. I would not even believe it if I read it on the box, they told me. And well, then I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, I don't want to keep doing the whole Bible thing, but I know that you have listeners who call in. And the word also tells us that in the end times, because God said my people are sottish, so I will send a strong delusion. So, you know, if God puts a delusion on someone, we're not going to remove it. If you want to be stupid, then he'll help you.
That's right. Patty, never apologize for talking about God. That's who's in charge. We need God more now than ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
November at an ADL speech. We can play the clips coming up next segment. He called for my arrest. He called for the arrest of Mark Zuckerberg if he didn't go under full ADL control and censor everyone even more. And he said the ADL should control the planet. I mean, it's an hour-long speech. It was huge. We'll play a few clips of that next segment. Well, he showed up at a rally. We'll tell you where exactly what happened with Matt Marshall, who's been on before, who was there and witnessed it. And there in Washington State, and exposed that Sacha Baron Cohen came in clearly with a production company, offered to help this Restart America rally, and they'll fill you in on what unfolded with, of course, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. So Marshall4WA.com is Matt Marshall's site. He's the state leader of the Washington 3% community-based 501c3 pending nonprofit that strives to support, prepare, and defend their communities. They do this as advocates for the Constitution, limited government, supporting homeless veterans. We've had him on before. Nice guy. Very involved. Matt's a combat veteran, vice chairman of the 2nd Legislative District Republicans in Washington, a Second Amendment advocate, and currently running for state rep. But the point is, when Sacha Baron Cohen got caught doing this, all over the news, oh, he went to a Nazi rally. Oh, he went and exposed them. Oh, why don't they have a sense of humor? No, he went there to pose as a Nazi, and we have all the videos, so he could then frame them. When they tried to stop it, they had armed men try to protect Cohen so he could finish up, then jump in an ambulance and speed away. All the videos are up on Infowars.com. It'll take hours to watch them, but I spent the time watching it. It is insane to watch Jesse Smollett-style hoax caught in the act. So Stuart Rhodes, Matt Marshall. We should probably start with Matt Marshall here. Matt, spend a few minutes talking about the event, what happened, and where you see this going. Because they spin this like group defends themselves, says they're not a racist, whatever. They turn it all around. Cohen comes, lies about who he is, sets it up, tries to frame you guys, runs off, comes back in a militia outfit to stir stuff up. I mean, the guy is a complete criminal in my view, Matt.
Yeah, so there's actually quite a bit of misrepresentation on this. First off, we did have reports of armed men. We don't actually have those confirmed. We did have physical security physically blocking and pulling people off of the stage when they were trying to rush the stage to get Cohen off. Also, he never actually came back in like they're accusing us of letting him do. That was actually a supporter who films all of our rallies, who actually has a pretty impressive large beard and hairstyle that looks fake. But he's actually one of my Facebook friends.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here because we're just going off the first report. So tell us exactly what happened.
Yeah, so it started earlier in the week. One of the organizers for the event was reached out via email. They asked if they could help us out. They're with a PAC out of Orange County, California. They claimed that they had some big donors that were conservative that wanted to help with conservative grassroots. We thought it was a hoax at first. However, when they started paying for things, like picking up the tab on the porta potties, renting a larger stage, since it's confirmation that they had signed Larry Gatlin as the Gatlin brothers as a live music act. We were like, okay, maybe this is legit. And then on Thursday, they flew out and met with myself and one of the other organizers. It was, again, not Sasha Cohen disguised and posing as a PAC president. It was two females who were his producers who flew out and were misrepresenting themselves. So we went for it. We let them set up a stage. We had an agreement via verbal contract to allow us to use the first 2 hours for our standard production with governor candidates, state representative candidates, attorney general candidates, and we had a good conservative rally. And then the last 2 hours, they said, was for their musical acts. So they actually asked us to leave the secured area and brought up the first band, which is a local band that we had looked into, and that band began to play. After that band, so it was going to be about a 20-minute break, and then we were going to get the All Right Boys, which is a band we'd never even heard of that apparently they signed that morning. And All Right is A-L-R-I-G-H-T, not All Right, like as in all far right. But we can see the name play right there on us, which is all part of the setup. Anyway, the band started. We found out since it's called the Warren G. Hardings, they're an actual legitimate band that were playing backup, and they actually played a good first song. And then this dude in the costume comes up as a guest speaker or a guest singer for them. And we thought it was, you know, a comedy skit. Well, he starts into, you know, some stupid song that was just, it was dumb. It was obviously something comedy. Exactly. So at the beginning, it didn't start out with racist moments. And at the beginning, I hadn't eaten. It was about 3 p.m. I'd been there since 6 a.m. I went around backstage to my truck and got something to eat. About 2-3 minutes into me getting something to eat, it turned into people yelling. I hear somebody screaming on a megaphone about racist go home. I see guys scrambling, trying to unplug the generator. There were security guards physically blocking them from unplugging the generator. I ran up to go back onto the stage to see what the hell was going on. And I was being physically blocked from going past the 3-foot crowd control barriers, and despite me having a backstage pass and being one of the organizers of the event. Myself and a few other men jumped the barrier, rushed the security, and then there were people on the stage or at the stairs of the stage there to the right of the stage behind that black curtain there. And they were arms and legs spread blocking the stairwell so we couldn't get onto the stage. We physically pushed past them and took the stage and ejected him off there. But he was able to sit on that stage for a solid, you know, 8 minutes spewing this stuff while the crowd was not participating in it because we were being physically restricted from getting back onto the stage.
So he literally engaged in a Jesse Smollett false flag racist event and used security to restrain people while they committed the fraud to then frame you. You talk about a civil lawsuit. Stuart, I know you don't practice law anymore. We're going to break in a moment. Stuart Rhodes, Founder of Oathkeepers. But this looks pretty damn illegal, fraudulent, criminal, uncivil to me. What do you think?
Well, then he also faked an injury. He told the ambulance crew that he had hired that he had a medical emergency, and that's how he got out of there. So I think he's definitely criminally culpable for that. If he can get the local politicians to actually prosecute him, I think he committed a crime right there. And also assault. I mean, Matt was the MC for the event, and yet his contracted security people committed assault against Matt and his other organizers to keep them off the stage. So, yes, they committed criminal acts to do this.
And I see armed police there. How are the police involved? Just in 30 seconds, Matt.
Yeah, so the police were there because they saw people surrounding an ambulance. The ambulance had its lights on. The EMT in the front told the police that they had a medical emergency and had to get out of there. Police questioned, what is the emergency? And the driver said, that is HIPAA protected. And the police forced everybody out of the way so they could make their escape.
So when they're going to stage a false flag, they're smart. They hire an ambulance. They're waiting. They're ready to literally be able to get around police, everybody. This is a well-thought-out criminal conspiracy. We'll be right back. Remember, this is a monster. Cohen is not an American. And we got the clips coming up. Literally calls for arresting American patriots. He says, in free speech, everything must go through the ADL. And here he is staging a false flag attack to frame American patriots. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you. Well, Matt Marshall was there in Washington State this weekend. Saw Spiro Cohen got caught red-handed. And I'm just given breaking news. The ambulance company, I'll tell you about it in a moment, has come out and said they were duped by Cohen criminally because they know this is criminal what they did. Unless they expose the fact that they were set up. Now it's his criminal activity. So this is big. But I got a bunch of these clips. But here's Cohen last November saying, I'm this evil person lying about me. And then he expanded out to say, arrest everybody, including Mark Zuckerberg, if you don't go under ADL control. Here he is.
And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook.
All right. That's enough of him. We'll play more coming up. But here's the deal. He's the one doing Throw the Jew Down the Well, singing a long song in the last few lines when he's got people drunk at 2 a.m., Throw the Jew Down the Well so my country can be safe. He makes them clap, a bunch of drunk people that are working all week on Friday night, and then he sets them up in a movie when he went and did it. Well, he tried it here. It didn't work. I'm not going to play the song here. I'm not going to waste our time. It's on InfoWars.com with all the racist crap he was spewing. But this crowd didn't go along with it and tried to stop him, so he had men try to tackle him. But guess what? He got overwhelmed. And all the footage is on InfoWars.com. I know it's posted at MarshallForWA.com as well. I want to get Stuart Rhodes, who's not a practicing lawyer, but is a patriot and wrote a big thesis at Yale on the fall of the Republic and all of the stuff we're starting to witness here right now. But here's the big developing news. AMR, a global medical response solution. AMR strongly condemns inappropriate use of first responders and EMS resources for hoax. This just got released last night. We're just now learning about this. And they said that they were hired and said someone has a medical condition. It was Sacha Baron Cohen. He didn't. It was a fraud. They realized it's illegal what happened, so they're distancing themselves. This is a big deal. This is a false flag by Jussie Smollett, and Cohen needs to be charged. The man hides behind the First Amendment while he wants to get rid of it when he conducts racist false flags. Stuart Rhodes, you want to respond to this?
Well, yes. And like I said before, he has committed a crime by impersonating a medical emergency, by falsely claiming he had a medical emergency to extract himself from the situation. And also his security guards committed assault. I mean, Matt was the MC, one of the event organizers, and the other event organizer was Alan Costa, right?
Alan Costa.
Yeah, so Alan, both Al and Matt were kept off the stage forcibly. So that's assault. And so I think they should be charged for both things, that the security guard should be charged for assault, and Cohen himself should be charged.
And by the way, the left knows that conservatives and nationalists and patriots don't like to stir up trouble. They started the fight. It's time every case to sue the living hell out of them. Stuart, you won a big case for us. It was a sealed case. We can't talk about it, but you know what you're talking about. I know you don't practice law now. You're full-time this, but hopefully you'll advise these guys to go for the jugular. They need to go after Cohen. He is a damn criminal trying to steal our birthright.
For defamation of character as well. Absolutely. Libel and defamation of character. And the audience, if you play the clip at the end, the audience, right before he's kicked off the stage, the audience is booing him, going thumbs down and yelling to get him off the stage. So, of course, he will not play those clips. He'll only play either manufactured or select audio of someone cheering along at the early parts of the song before he turned it racist.
Well, we also know they plant people in the crowd. I mean, Rand Paul had found out they had people planted in his crowds doing this.
Right. So you can expect that as well. But, you know, this is the thing, is the left, the only they're a one-trick pony. All they have is a false charge of racism. This country is racist and evil, and anybody who's not a radical Marxist is a racist. That's all they've got. That's their one trick. That's all they have. So they're going to keep using it over and over and over again.
That's right. Well, where do you go from here, Matt? This is a big deal because you know it's going to be on Showtime or HBO, wherever his new show is. He's got a couple of them saying, here are the white supremacists. I mean, they're already calling you guys that in the news. That's defamation right there. None of your event had anything to do with that. He's the one up there putting that out.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the legal angle to take, at least for civil lawsuit. I mean, some of the things that I think is absolutely hilarious about this, too, is the guy that was with me, who bum-rushed the stage and overpowered security, is the son of a Holocaust survivor, Eric Rohde. And you can see his son there, Aryeh Rohde, wearing an Israel flag, yelling at him through a bullhorn to get off the stage as the crowd is angry and shouting him down. So trying to spin this as somehow we are racist, it's absurd.
We want the biggest tent the biggest tent possible to restore this republic. Unity is what we want.
And I gave a speech, a long speech, when I was up there on the stage during the first hour, talking about political intolerance being the basis for the divide in this country. And if we ever want our republic back, we need to unite, because a lot of us have more in common than polarized parties will.
Exactly. The left are the ones exacerbating division. That's why I explained it's a psyop. Sure, they're racist against whites and racist against blacks. Are we going to let them rule the damn country? It's a joke. We're a good country. We need to reject this. And we, Stuart Rhodes, let me ask you this, and let me ask your compadre there, his view. How is the fight right now with Trump and America and the civil war they've started? I mean, how would you judge this as a football game at halftime?
I would say that they're desperate, and that's why they're pulling all the stops out, as we discussed before. There's Al Acosta right there in the shot. Al is a Filipino immigrant, a Special Forces veteran, a Purple Heart winner, and a stand-up combat vet. That's the main organizer for this event, is that little brown guy right there on the screen. And so they're desperate. They're desperate to try to paint us. It's not working. That's why Trump
That's
is
right.
getting
They know that brown people are getting involved in the Tea Party, and they understand, and they are crapping their britches right now.
That's right. And look at Trump. He's getting all kinds of support now in the black community because he's actually doing something to help them, getting them jobs, doing prison reform, you know, bringing their economy back, and the left is going crazy. That's why they want to burn it to the ground. That's why they're trying to destroy the inner cities in this country right now. And right now we're facing a communist insurrection. That's what this is. It's a full-blown communist-driven insurrection, but their main tool is to try to inspire or create a race war. But the American people are falling for it, and hopefully they won't fall for it.
I agree. Matt, what is your view on where the country is right now?
No, we're in a bad spot right now. The country is more divided than it's ever been. And, you know, we have two political parties that are both complicit at best, if not, you know, part of the entire divide, because it helps them stay in power. They know that the majority of the people believe that there's issues with policing, that there's issues with taxation, there's issues with what we're being told about coronavirus. And they know that if we were to actually come together and us being the ones with all powers derived by the people, if we united, that's the biggest threat to both parties in power right now.
That's right. That's why the Republicans, who are still blue blood, are going along with this, because they like the division, because they fear the people. And they ought to fear the globalist offshore sources that really do plan to scuttle this country. I mean, that's why I tell the blue bloods, you better stop siding with the globalists, man. You're idiots.
Yeah, most definitely.
Do you think Cohen's happy right now? Because, I mean, I don't see how he can put this out on national TV now that he's been exposed. But he's so arrogant, he might still do it.
He might do it. It would be a flop for him, because we have so much footage of what really happened that we're going to be able to be just like when Trump was almost punked. Sorry, good try. It was funny, or you think it's funny, but it didn't work. We caught you in your own.
He tried to have sex with Ron Paul. I mean, it's sick.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting that somebody would go for laughs by inflaming the political divide in our country right now, especially at an event designed to bring unity.
Well, and that's bad enough, but he has free speech, except he wants to take ours, brother.
Yep.
I mean, have
yep.
you seen his ADL speech where he looks like Count Dracula and he's literally going, arrest everyone that does not agree with us. He sounds like a Nazi, man. A Soviet commissar? I don't know, man. That guy, I hate his guts. I mean, he literally sits up there. He's not even an American. Perches up there and tells us we suck and we need to arrest big tech heads because they're not censoring enough. I mean, the guy's an enemy. He's a danger. I mean, I'm just telling you point blank. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Travis County parks will be closed on the 4th of July weekend, and the Democrats that run the city are saying no fireworks, no nothing. But Black Lives Matter, Southern Poverty Law Center, all these other groups, Antifa, they can be running around burning, doing whatever they want. I'm not against the police. They're being ordered to do this, but they had the National Guard, riot police out, state police out, and cops, because we were down there covering all the Black Lives Matter Antifa stuff. They would put like 20 cops out for 1,000 Antifa Black Lives Matter. We had like 500 people max, maybe 400. And they had just hundreds of National Guard and police and state police all over the place and said, you can't come on the Capitol. But Black Lives Matter could come on the Capitol and say, we're going to kill the police. I'm not against the police, just they were ordered to do that, folks. It's pretty shameful. Unbelievably disgusting. Twitch suspends Donald Trump's account as Reddit bans his supporters' communities. And of course, Reddit's now owned by the Chinese communists. It's just insane. By the way, we're running the annual 4th of July super sale right now. A bunch of stuff's been sold out. Bazo Beats is back in stock, so good for your cardiovascular system with that extract, 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, high-quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue. Winter Sun, the vitamin D3 that you always need, regardless of your immune system, that's now back in stock, 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund our operation. Plus, I should have added, store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Haven't had that since Christmas. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Bazo Beats back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, strongest turmeric extract we can get a company to produce. 95% curcuminoid. The leading brands are like 3 to 5%. It's amazing what it does for your joints and your cells and everything else. So let's go back to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, who's here with us, and also one of his associates that was there during all this, the MC of this event unfolding. Stuart, big picture. And you guys are in Washington State, very close to Chaz. Big shootings yesterday. Another shooting just happened there, or CHOP or whatever it's called. Can you speak to that as well?
Absolutely. In fact, we've got one of our undercover guys here, Keith Campbell's an Oath Keeper, has been in and out of Chaz multiple times. If you want, he can hop on screen real quick.
Sure, absolutely. Whatever you want, but just sure, bring him in.
So here's a situation in Chaz. We were just there this morning. They had a shooting, and another person was just killed there. This is a communist enclave in the United States, and Keith has been in and out of the Chaz since day two?
Yep, since day two, about every day.
To give Alex your quick rundown on what you've seen and what you think is going to happen.
So basically, in the beginning, it was like a party atmosphere. They brought all kinds of, you know, bands in, everyone in to, you know, make it a huge party, a love fest, basically. But then as time's gone by, I think they've been feeling pressure, and it's kind of starting to come unglued. Their guards are running around more from like place to place, trying to handle situations, and it's a completely different atmosphere. In the daytime, it's calm and seems nice, but as soon as it gets dark, you know, the bells come off, the guns come out, and it gets crazy.
Of course, when we were there, I was filming out my window, and then I saw my rearview mirror behind me. There was a guy chasing our truck, trying to chase down my truck. So even during daylight, if you're filming them, they get pretty upset.
So well, let's be clear, they're stomping on the business owners. They're ruling the area. Whatever happened to the warlord of CHOP or Chaz, who we now in the city was paying for a whole area for him for a recording studio?
You know, I haven't seen him lately. A lot of the seemingly like hip-hop type crowd just kind of split about a week or so ago and looked like it was going to disband, but I know. Now they're coming back and getting more aggressive with their recruiting.
Well, now it's Antifa. This is an Antifa operation. This is a RevCom Antifa operation. What they've done is they put into practice what RevCom, Revolutionary Communist Party, has been preaching for years, that they should take the streets. That's why they always chant, whose streets? Our streets. Well, now they've actually done it. This is the problem. Is even though this is very much the same thing that's been going on in Portland and Seattle for years, now they've made it very concrete. It's in your face. They've taken over a precinct. The police, you know, in a cowardly manner, abandoned their own precinct, and all that's done is embolden them. And so now it's not going to stop. That's why I believe President Trump needs to put his foot down and call the National Guard and the National Service and suppress this insurrection. Because that's what this is. It's not just a local, you know, temper
tantrum. This is men going around with guns, robbing and attacking journalists, doing whatever they want. I mean, it's like Lord of the Flies.
Well, it's a microcosm of a communist dictatorship is what it is. This is the dictatorship of the proletariat in microcosm for now. But it's going to spread to Berkeley. It's going to spread to Portland. It's going to spread to Atlanta. It's going to spread all over the country unless it's stopped now. This is serious. And they're running around with guns. It's gone kinetic already. It's no longer about street battles between the Proud Boys and Antifa. This is next level. It's going.
That's right. And this is going to be the cover for, if they are able to remove Trump and have martial law, for real teams and organizations and groups they've got that are planning to do political assassinations, I believe, Stuart.
Well, absolutely. In fact, Antifa is running around the country right now targeting police homes, taking pictures of police homes, mapping where they are for their target list.
That's why also conservative and nationalist leaders, patriot leaders, I mean, they've been out to my house as well. I'm not trying to add myself to the list, but they've been to Tucker Carlson's. They're out lazing the targets.
Absolutely right, which is why all of us have got to stand up now. We're doing that already, particularly police families. But I encourage every veteran out there, every patriot, to go knock on your neighbor's doors, form a neighborhood watch and make sure that you put a priority on protecting the people you know are being targeted by Antifa.
Well, did you see the Black Lives Matter that's interchangeable with Antifa, the Democratic Party, go to this private home, go through a private gate, and say, this is our street, and started approaching the guy's house, trying to get shot, and the local news in St. Louis said it was a public road when it wasn't? I mean, knowing? Just total fraud.
Well, it's a terror campaign. This is what communists do. It's very much like the black shirts in Italy or the brown shirts in Nazi Germany, same tactic that was used in Soviet Russia or China. It's intimidation and terrorism. And eventually what they're going to do is they're going to go and start killing people. And their ideology drives them towards that ultimate end. And so when they kill a police family, God forbid, is when it will be open season on Antifa. Anytime there's even, or and Black Lives Matter, when they're seen in the streets, they'll be shot in the streets. Because no one is going to wait for the police to report a shooting, they're just going to shoot them and leave. They're going to shoot and scoot. Because if you defend yourself against them, one of these big cities, you go to jail.
By the way, it turns out these lawyers are basically Democrats, and they've got their big fancy mansion, and they're there defending it because they know their rights. The left is calling for their arrest, defending their house.
Well, like you said earlier in your show, now they're starting to understand reality. The moderate Democrats, the ones who aren't as radical, will have no shelter. They'll be deprived of their property. They'll be raped and killed just like everybody else. And they need to understand that if they don't want to survive, if they want to survive the situation, they got to come back towards the Constitution and help us suppress the insurrection.
Yeah. All right, I know you've got oathkeepers.org. Well, what's the best website for people to visit and support Oathkeepers, Stuart?
Just oathkeepers.org, and they can also go look at defendamericanow.com, which is our initiative. It's our gift to the public.
Well, I didn't know you were out there on the West Coast. I want to invite you guys back this week, you and Matt Marshall. Thank you, Keith. Keith, I'd like to interview you in the next few days for like a full hour just to get, you know, and send us the clips. We can actually chronologically go through what you've done. I really appreciate you. Let's bring Matt Marshall back in that organized the event that Sacha Baron Cohen got caught false flagging. Matt Marshall, you want to add anything in closing?
Oh, yeah. So in closing, you know, there was a lot of stuff that we, in hindsight, we should have recognized. You know, one of the biggest flags is I wear a body camera at every one of my events because of the, quote, contract with the artist. I was told for artist privacy I couldn't wear it backstage. So this is the first time I've ever held an event. I don't have the entire event from
set up. That's right. They use that against you. You see how they operate?
Yep. So this was very well thought out. They spent a lot of money on this, and I think it's a sign that we're making some good traction and so we're making some positive changes.
Well, that's right. I think that's the takeaway. We're awake now, so every one of their false flags, Smollett, Bubba Smollett, they're all blown up in their face.
Absolutely. And you know what? They do it to intimidate the people that are trying to make change, and we will not be intimidated. We will not back down.
Let me guess. You're going to have more events and get more support now that you caught this rat.
Oh, yeah. March for Our Rights 3.1. We're planning for August.
I got to tell you, I'm glad that little rat had to run into that ambulance. And again, the ambulance company has come out and said it's a fraud and a hoax. So the ambulance company says Sacha Baron Cohen staged a racial hoax. That is a big damn deal and a big deal for your civil lawsuit. So don't hesitate. Please sue them. I'm sure Stuart can advise you. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Harold Salente is coming up, and then the War Room, Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone is on in the first hour tomorrow with huge exclusive information. So just know that. All right, hour number four with Gerald Salente, the trends forecaster from Kings of New York, straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Choose which side you're on. By the way, I'm celebrating the 4th of July. City of Austin, a piss up a rope.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.